A fourth habit of the heart, as we grow in our capacity to see what the world really needs, we need to develop a sense of voice and agency. That is, I have things I want to say to my community, claims I want to lay upon it, visions I want to call it to, and agency means I have the power as a person to do that. I have the power to join with others and help bring some of those visions into reality. I need to stop being audience to democracy and become participant in democracy.
To stop being an observer of democracy, an audience member of democracy, and to turn to being a participant in democracy. Isn't that the challenge that is ahead of us? I know my life stage, and having welcomed a granddaughter just this week, my sense of voice and agency has gotten rather loud. And what I know the challenge for me is to weave in the rest of these habits. I know from my younger stages and development in life that my voice and agency could be powerful, but also didn't necessarily honor and embrace the value of otherness, holding tension, or even that we're all in this together. So I'm feeling grateful for my 63 years today at this place and time as well. So as we move into sharing triads, I have some prompt questions for you that I'll put into the chat. And Tim is setting us up for triad times. We'll spend 15 minutes there. Encourage you as much as possible, 5 minutes each. I want to remind you about these touchstones, these guidelines, these boundary markers for holding presence and listening well to others. To welcome silence and spaciousness for each other. To welcome what comes without fixing or saving or advising. To offer an open and honest question if there's one that you have to offer, but we do want to ask you as much as possible to avoid devolving into a discussion. And we're all craving connection with each other. And at times like this, we can devolve rather quickly into discussion instead of holding that deep, deep listening. So here are some of the questions you might want to share from. And again, will be in your chat. I hit return. So they're there now. What touched you in Parker's video, or what challenged you? Do you have a story to tell about an experience in which you discovered your voice or your agency, one that helped you articulate a vision or bring it closer to reality? If so, what were the critical elements in this experience? This question may help you pull on the resources you already know. I know some of my resources from 63 years, and I can pull that forward into the days ahead. If you took on the adventure and you kept that agency log, what happened? And perhaps you watched one of the videos or read an article that we provided in the extended learning, and you'd like to respond from that place. And perhaps you have things you just need to share. So, Tim, are we ready for the triad time?
We are, and just a reminder, some of you will be in groups of four just because of the math of our group today. So be attentive to each other and share appropriately for time's sake. And just a reminder, those questions are in the chat for you. So here you go. You got to accept the invitation to your room, and we'll see you in about 15 minutes back in the main room.
Thanks, Tim. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Katie.
Okay, I was going to say welcome back, but I almost fell off my chair. So that would be a statement of feeling balanced today, huh? So welcome back. And I hope that time of sharing and listening and being present to each other was life-giving, restorative, maybe healing to everyone. So we have some time to share any insights or something you want to surface here when we're all together. Again, we want to honor the confidentiality of what we shared in your breakout rooms. But what's emerging for you about voice and agency or these habits of the heart? You can raise your hand. You can raise your hand. You can speak up.
My hand raised. Okay. Hi.
Congrats.
Good to see you. I'm struck by something I've heard again and again when I've been able to be in on the triads and dyads. And it's this, that many people have never expressed themselves in the way in which we're being called forth to express. That this has given them their first chance to get their feet wet. So it occurs to me that creating an environment somehow, a place of hospitality, that's a word that some people like to use. Openness is another one, but creating the environment that encourages and allows agency to happen. It's not going to happen. You're not going to pull your way into a tense situation, but what around the dinner table creates that environment that calls it forth? So that's environment comes to my mind, that it's the space that we must also be aware of and that we are being aware of. This is what we're using that allows the greening up of voice and agency. It isn't just voice and agency, little tiny voices calling in the wilderness. It's a garden that calls it forward that we're trying to plant. Thanks.
Thank you, Pat. Jackie, I think I saw your hand raised.
Now that Pat has spoken, that suddenly reawakened something in me. I had dinner with Pat and a few close friends and her daughter the night before she left, and Pat herself opened up something in all of us by her opening remarks and questions, where we all had a turn to talk a little bit about various experiences in our past. And through that, we discovered we were all connected. We had all had things that were so much in common, maybe lived in the same place, maybe our parents came from the same place, and we were a tightly woven circle of connection in that. And I thank you, Pat, for that lovely warmth that you got started in this group. But that isn't what I was really thinking about. I was thinking about Parker Palmer's last paragraph in the book itself. And I was thinking about there's so many of us who feel voiceless because we haven't seen any results from what happens to what we said. We have been met with blank stares. Nobody has asked us any questions about what we're saying. And we sometimes wonder, is it worthwhile? But this is what Parker Palmer said about that. Nothing that is worth doing can be achieved in our lifetime. Therefore, we must be saved by hope. Nothing which is true or beautiful or good makes complete sense in any immediate context, text of history. Therefore, we must be saved by faith. Nothing we do, however virtuous, can be accomplished alone, and therefore we are saved by love. Now, this is what I think so many of the people who feel voiceless need to remember, that their voice is joined with other voices, like a droplet in a wave, that it all bears fruit eventually, that it all comes together at one time or another, and we may never see the results. So let's not shut our mouths and decide that what we have to say is of no value and nobody is listening to us. Let's remember that everything that we do in truth and love has value.
Thank you, Jackie. And I know Parker would also want me to credit that quotation to Reinhold Niebuhr.
Oh, of course.
So yes. He was quoting Reinhold, which yes. I want you to know, I almost opened the session with today. And Pat, the threads are weaving through because you actually have set us up for the next part of our time together. But what else is emerging? We have a couple more minutes. Anything people would like to share? Jackie, your hand is up again, but I'm wondering if you were meaning to take it down.
Yes, yeah. It was. But
there might have been more, so yeah. Judith, I see your hand.
I just wanted to add on to that conversation that Pat has created the space for us, but the element of safety, that you're feeling safe to say what you want to say is important, because eventually we're going to have to be conditioned to say things to people who might not want to hear it. So we start out in this group feeling safe to say that we get our wings. We can get a little bit more confidence then to say some things to maybe some people that it would make one of us uncomfortable. So just wanted to add that safety is an issue.
Something that surfaced in my small group was the power of music and of song, and the songs of this time, which I also didn't share, but there have been certain songs I've been singing to this six-day-old granddaughter of mine, and they're not the usual lullabies, but to be reminded of the agency in song.
So you're going to get it there? You're going to get it there, Sam?
Barbara, I think you're waving your hand, yeah? And you're still muted, but we'll...
Yeah, that's
yeah. Yeah, in our group, I really appreciated Jane. Jane, are you listening? Because she's done some really powerful things with her voice. And one was even as simple as writing to friends to be sure you vote. I mean, that's fairly easy, but how many of us do that? But mostly, Jane, you want to tell them about the grandmothers and how you've used the voice to bring using the shoes? Go ahead, Jane.
Thank you, Barbara. I've spoken about it a bit before. I don't want to be redundant. On the other hand, good stories need repeating, right?
Yes.
So, thanks, Catherine. This shoe strike thing that we have done with the Society of Fearless Grandmothers, we are doing it as an action to bring attention to what's happened to our climate and what is continuing to happen. And all of those shoes represent people who would otherwise be standing. We would get people together to have a rally, but we can't do that. So they represent a lot of people. Actually, this last time we got 800 and some pairs. So now we have the joy of deciding what to do with all those shoes. And of course, giving them away will be a joy. But the Fearless Grandmothers group is a bunch of ladies. You don't have to be a grandmother, but people who are wanting to use their voice and focusing on the climate issue, you know. So thank you, Barbara. for bringing it up.
Thank you, Jane, for sharing, reminding you. That's a, we ask you to look for stories of voice and agency in the media today. And I'm hoping, I haven't been in Santa Barbara, I'm hoping this is making the news, too.
It has.
Good, good, good.
You know, I'm wondering if we can't use the shoes, Jane, to do Standing for Peace. Maybe that's the next Envision movement, perhaps. We're all standing for peace or standing for unity, or, you know, you got 800 shoes I know people could use on their feet, but we may want to think about that. Let's talk.
That's a good phrase. I will pass that on. I mean, a good idea, really.
Well, thank you all. You can feel the power and what it starts to generate when we can create this space together. And I don't want to rob you of time to explore this fifth habit either. So I'm going to close this out by just dropping in another quotation here. This is from Audre Lorde about voice and agency. I have come to believe over and over again that what is most important to me must be spoken, made verbal and shared, even at the risk of having it bruised or misunderstood. So, Georgia, how about I turn this to you now?
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. It's a great quote. Wonderful morning. So now we're turning the corner. We're going to take up the fifth habit, the capacity to create community. And we thought we would begin with Tim sharing with us another little video from Parker.
And a fifth habit of the heart, finally, is that I need to develop a capacity to create community. Because without community, you can't find your voice. And without community, you can't exercise agency. It takes a village not only to raise a child, it takes a village to do anything worth doing, to create a project, to heal a wounded situation, to work for justice. The capacity to create community in many ways is how we bring into being the fruits of all the rest of those habits of the heart.
So the fifth habit, the capacity to create community. And what we're going to do together now is turn to poetry. We in the circle work use what we call third things all the time, things that we can, that are between us that help us speak truths about what's going on inside at a deeper level. So we're going to share with you a wonderful poem called The Seven of Pentacles. And we're going to read this together. I'm going to read it out loud to you, and then we'll have some time to reflect on this together. Under a sky the color of pea soup, she's looking at her work, growing away there actively, thickly like grapevines or pole beans, as things grow in the real world, slowly enough. If you tend them properly, if you mulch, if you water, if you provide birds that eat insects a home and winter food, if the sun shines and you pick off caterpillars, if the praying mantis comes and the ladybugs and the bees, then the plants flourish, but at their own internal clock. Connections are made slowly, Sometimes they grow underground. You cannot tell always by looking what's happening. More than half the tree is spread out in the soil under your feet. Penetrate quietly as the earthworm that blows no trumpet. Fight persistently as the creeper that brings down the tree. Spread like the squash plant that overruns the garden. Gnaw in the dark and use the sun to make sugar. Weave real connections, create real nodes, build real houses, live a life you can endure. Make love that is loving. Keep tangling and interweaving and taking more in. A thicket and bramble, wilderness to the outside, but to us, interconnected with rabbit runs and burrows and layers. Live as if you liked yourself and it may happen. Reach out, keep reaching out, keep bringing in. That is how we are going to live for a long time. Not always, for every gardener knows that after the digging, after the planting, after the long season of tending and growth, the harvest comes. So what we're going to do now is while you listen to me and the next directions, you can reflect on that poem a little bit, but we're going to go back into our breakout sessions and for about 15 minutes. And Nancy again is going to post some questions for you in the chat. For you, what is this poem about? Remembering that we do not want to get into an analysis of the poem, but those places that touched you in the poem. I'm sure there were sentences or phrases that touched you deeply and in your heart. If you can put words to what those places were. And to use this as a time to begin to talk about community, what kinds of community connections have you been tending, as Percy describes? How do you continue to be patient as you wait for the harvest? What communities do you see yourself as a part of in your everyday life? Did you seek those communities out, or did they happen organically? What are some of the gifts and challenges of being in community? So obviously we can't speak to all of those questions. What if those questions touch you and that you have something to share about? So we'll go into our, a reminder too in terms of our sessions again, to remember our touchstones and open and honest questions. If there's time and space, if someone shares and a question comes to mind that you would like to ask them, remembering that the basic gist of the open and honest questions is it's really in service of helping this person go deeper. It's not to satisfy your curiosity or to really make a statement in disguise, but if a question comes up that you might like to ask that might help this person just go deeper, that's the gist of the open and honest questions. So I think we're ready now to go back into our breakout sessions.
All right, friends, here you go.
So, welcome back, everyone. Hope that sharing was life-giving. We want to, again, just take a few minutes to see if there's something you might be willing to share with the whole group that happened for you in that breakout session or anything that you might like to share from our morning together so far. Any new insights or takeaways, things you want to make sure you hold on to as we end our this wonderful time together that we've had? And again, you can raise your hand via the chat or the reactions, etc., wave, or just unmute yourself and speak up.
I see Yvonne waving.
Yeah, I just want to tell the two of you how much you have brought to this course that we're taking. And I so appreciate the homework resources that you've given and how much they have helped to increase the vision of each of the habits of the heart. And so just know you truly have helped us become a closer knit community and helped us in our understanding. And I so appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.